Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for February the 3rd, 2012. This report looks at the Capesize, Panamax, Supra and Handymax markets.
This podcast is sponsored by Halcyon Recruitment. Halcyon Recruitment are specialists in international recruitment for the shore-based maritime sector, with a focus on the chartering, trading, broking, operations, technical and P&I sectors, recruiting from entry level through to executive management roles. With a high calibre team of experienced maritime professionals who have all worked in the front line of the industry, Halcyon is uniquely placed to offer a personal and tailored service of outstanding quality to our clients and candidates. For further information, please visit www.halcyonrecruitment.com or call Halcyon Recruitment directly on +44 20 77 17 86 86.
Starting with the big ships, and rates looked to have reached a floor. BHP Billiton made an entrance to the market as the week drew to a close and fixed a 20th of February position for Port Hedland, China at $7.30 and was said to still be in the market for more ships. Iron ore traders noted increased buying interest and the Chinese are expected to start restocking next week. A step up in short period interest sparked some optimism, with slightly improved rates on the table. A 160,000 tonner was said to be on subjects for 5 to 7 months at $12,000 daily. There was limited activity from Brazil, with the Tubarão King Dow rate hovering around $19. Transatlantic activity was negligible, with a couple of cargoes fixed from Bolivar to Rotterdam at $9.50. Turning attention to the Panamax sector, and rates dropped sharply in most areas during the week. Business was largely done on an APS basis with a bonus, but on Friday we saw more activity DOP, with a 76,000 tonner fixed from Zhoushan for Newcastle China run at $6,000 daily, although there were suggestions that it was actually $5,000 a day. The backhaul rate went into negative territory this week on the BPI, but as yet there has been little reported actually fixed. A positive signal did come from charterers when they stepped up demand for ships to load East Coast South America cargoes. Ships from the East serviced this market, and this in turn could eventually have a positive impact on the Atlantic as ships turn south rather than heading to the US Gulf. Looking at the Supramax and Handysize markets, and for some time now, the North Atlantic markets haven't been much of a refuge for Supra ballasters from the East. Reports have now emerged of a 2011-built 55,500 deadweight ship ballasting from New York to the US Gulf, waiting for the 10th of February laydays and fixing a trip to the Dominican Republic at about $6,000 a day, possibly even a shade less. From the European side, the markets have just gone from bad to worse, and some owners are now talking about parking their tonnage unless there's an improvement soon in their returns. So how bad are the returns? Well, a 2002-built 51,000-tonner has been reportedly fixed for delivery South Spain for a trip to the US Atlantic at zero. That's how bad. As temperatures plummet in Europe, with many countries entrapped by winter's frozen embrace, the freight market is also enduring shivers as rates continue to fall for the smaller ships. A modern 28,000-tonner in the US Gulf fixed a short run in the Caribbean at $8,000 a day, and a 30,000 deadweight ship open in the UK allegedly went for around $10,500 for a scrap trip to the East Med. The handy sizes also continue to struggle in the East, although there is a suggestion that levels may have stabilised. Thanks for listening.